Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Chopper.
You all right?
Oh, it's all a bit of a palaver, to be honest.
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, I'm just trying to book a hotel room in Serbia, and it's really difficult.
It's really difficult?
I didn't realise it would be so busy on the weekend of Eurovision. So I've left it a little bit late.
You see,
so if anyone knows anyone in Belgrade...
I heard that it wasn't you trying to book your hotel room, that you were trying to get Becky to do it for you.
No, I've tried lots of websites, and now I have to send a form, a fax, to Serbia to try it. Well, I didn't send it, but Becky did send it for me. That's because I can't send faxes.
Yeah, and the deadline for sending that fax was...
Yeah, no, there's a bit of a problem with that fax. It said, must not be received after the 31st of March 2008. Like, what, 2 months ago?
I have left it a little bit late.
Why don't you just stay here and watch it on the telly?
Because I pay for the flights now.
So...
And I've got tickets.
What are you going to do if you can't get a room then?
I don't know.
You're going to have to shack up with someone else?
Yes. Maybe what we could do, right, is look at all the contestants who are on Eurovision this year.
Well, I see which one of them you want to bunk up with.
It's an idea.
Okay.
I don't think we should leave it to you. I think we should pick for you.
I don't agree.
I think we should get you, Dustin the Turkey, or whatever it's called, Louis Walsh, who obviously looks after him, in a family room. Times are hard, Scott. You've got to go with what you're given.
So, me, Louis, and Dustin the Turkey in a family room in Belgrade.
Job done.
Seriously, at the moment, it might have to be that. Because there are no rooms in the whole of Belgrade, nay, Serbia. I mean, I'd happily stay, you know,
what
like
other cities
half
have you
an hour.
Apart from Belgrade, what other cities in Serbia have you tried if there are no other rooms?
Lirikov.
Have you really?
Yep. Nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, if anyone knows anyone in Belgrade, or if anyone knows...
Or in Lirikov.
Yeah, if anyone knows any of the Eurovision entries that might fancy, you know... putting me up for the night, then do let me know. I doubt that we're going to get a massive text response to that. What do you think? I don't think there's going to be many people.
No, nobody as yet.
No.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
A few people suggest you could stay with Wogan.
That would be amazing.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Podcast.
Does look I'm topping and tailing with Louis Walsh at the moment, doesn't it? Does look
that's
that way.
Really, I'm just
no one's been on saying... I've got a hotel room in Belgrade.
No. Somebody says they have a mate who lives in Serbia. Give her a ring. But surely she should be consulted before it goes any further.
Yeah, you can't just, like, say that.
No.
She doesn't know anything about it. Okay, I'll work on it. Apparently, someone said... Oh, I could... yeah, Wogan's a good idea. I could wake up to Wogan, quite literally, couldn't I? Top of the morning to you, Scott.
And he'd go home with Mills.
Yeah. Someone says that Terry Wogan has 3 floors of a hotel in Belgrade, so he should be able to sort me out. Apparently that's what he demands.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either.
Because 3 floors in a hotel would be about 70 rooms.
Yeah.
Or more in a bigger hotel.
Mm. Becky's well happy today, because she found some money in the street earlier.
Yes.
Frugal.
Yeah.
While she was looking for scratch cards on the floor...
See, it pays off sometimes.
How much was it?
£10.
Wow.
£10?
Yeah. Now, I don't mean to be ungrateful or anything.
Do you just walk along, right, with your head kind of like bowed, looking at the floor the whole time? Do you never look up?
Just pretend to be shy, it's fine. Just walk along, head down, keep looking on the floor. Yeah, no, I don't mean to be ungrateful, but this could have happened yesterday when I needed the money. Today I've obviously been paid.
Oh.
Yeah.
So your money's gone in now?
Yeah. So now I've just got extra tenner.
Buy us all cakes.
However, I'd like to say... somebody has lost that money, and maybe you should hand it in, I think.
But how are we ever going to know who it was?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're not going to be able to prove it's anybody who's lost the tenner.
I know how we can do this. If you've lost £10, text Radio 1 to 81199, and then we can return it to its rightful owner. I think we'd all feel a lot better about that if we actually did that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Can we just clear this up? Everyone's saying it's their £10, surprisingly, on 8199. Can we clear this up? Was it actually on the street, this tenner that you found?
No, not quite. Almost on the street. It was just on the ramp.
You shouldn't really say where now, because then that's
I want to know.
Oh, all right, then.
It was on the ramp coming into work just by the door.
Was it in someone's pocket?
No. Not that bad.
I was on the...
Did they have it in their hand and you knock it out of their hand as you walk past them?
No!
Right, so have you kept it now? Have you got it?
I've been very honest and I've given it to Claire on reception. She says if no one claims it by tomorrow morning, it's mine.
What, so if no one walks into Radio 1 reception between now and tomorrow morning and says that £10 is mine, it's yours?
I'm off to Radio 1 reception.
Wow. Claire, come on!
Coming up,
Tony in Newcastle says his wife lost a tenner in the Co-op in Wallsend a couple of weeks ago. It's probably blown down here by now. Oh.
Vernon's coming in today.
Is he?
Well, yeah, he is. Now, you know, we've been talking about his amazing show, Beat the Star, which is on Sundays on ITV1. He is coming in. I don't really know why. Maybe he wants some ideas for some new games or something. I hope he understands that... We do actually like the show, and we're not being horrible.
I know, he seemed quite happy about it when I spoke to him at the big weekend.
Maybe he's...
When he was dressed all in white from head to toe.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, like a tennis player.
Golfing attire. Maybe he's just coming in to play clips of my really rubbish TV performances.
Or mine.
Yeah, maybe.
He's got a whole load to choose from.
If you've not heard Beat the Star before...
This is how we're going to play the chop. You're going to play a game of five rounds with these sausages. Each round, I'm going to ask you to chop off a piece of sausage and then bring it to me and I'll weigh it. Whoever has the heaviest piece of sausage will win that round. It's the best of five rounds, but you must make sure that you've got enough sausage to play all five rounds.
Yep, Pat was Vernon on Beat the Star, the sausage game. He's coming in after 5 o'clock.
Hopefully we can play the sausage game with him then.
If you'd like that.
Somebody on the text, I've lost the name now, says maybe that tenner was Victoria Beckham and she'll want it back because that's all a child benefit for this week.
If you're listening, Victoria. Also coming up after 4:30, it's the return of my favourite... My name is Scott.
Yay!
Where I try and get good karma back in my life after all the bad things I've done. In the past, I've been shot in the Ghoulies by Joe Wiley.
All right, come on then.
Ah! I just got his crotch.
And she smashed up my car.
Joe, over to you.
I'm scared this might hurt me, actually. Ready? Ow!
What was that?
So that's coming up after 4:30. Obviously, I have no idea what it entails, but it's going to be live on Radio 1. My name is Scott, where I try and get some good karma back in my life.
Radio 1 podcast.
You know the kind of guy who does bad things and wonders why his life sucks? Well, that was me. Every time something good happened to me, something bad was always waiting around the corner. Karma. That's when I realised I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one, I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Scott.
So this is where you're going to get your good karma back. All right? So you've done bad things before, you pay for them through the medium of pain.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to know who you're repenting for today?
Okay.
All right, here's a clue. Do you recognise this voice? Hello, voice.
Hello. Scott, I hate you.
Now, do you know who that is?
That sounds like Matt, who works on The Chris Moyle Show.
It is Matt, who works on The Chris Moyle Show. Can you remember how you ruined his life? Come on, it's not that long ago, you must be able to remember.
Oh, was it last week with The Apprentice?
Yes, he'd missed The Apprentice and he wanted to watch it the next day. He didn't want to know who'd been fired, so you deliberately got Becky to tell him, like this.
Radio 1.
Hi, it's Becky.
Oh, hello.
Are you back at your desk?
Yes, I am.
I just wanted to ask you something.
Where are you calling from?
Downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I just have something really important to tell you.
Yes.
You know, last night, on The Apprentice...
No, I'm not.
Why?
Matt?
Yeah?
The thing is, it is more kind of Becky than it was me, really.
No, but you instigated it, didn't you?
You were the... You were the ringmaster and Becky was just the clown, wasn't it?
What?
What?
Hello?
No, don't spoil it, seriously.
Why?
Because I've gone through the whole day without finding out who it is.
But I wouldn't even think to tell you it was Lee and Helen.
Oh.
Actually, looking back at it now, it is quite harsh, Matt.
You say?
Yeah, I think so.
A little bit. Yes.
Hello, sorry.
I can't believe you just did that.
I wouldn't do that to you. I'm not going to tell you the real people,
Becky,
would
I? I'm a bit annoyed about it because...
How have you gone this far without
even
finding...
Well, because, look, every time Newsbeat have been going on about it, I've just, like, blocked my ears and, like, in the Moyles meeting today, and now you just come on and just... I just think it's well out of order, really.
But I wouldn't just tell you who it really was. If I was going to do that, I'd say it was Alex and Claire.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Matt, did you see last night?
Yes, I made a point of watching. Actually.
Scott, do you have anything to say to Matt?
Matt, I am actually sorry.
Does that do it for you, Matt?
Not really. I'd kind of expect some kind of punishment, really.
Fine. Do you want to know how this is going to happen, then?
Mm-hmm. Go on, too.
Right, we have a megaphone.
Oh, God.
And not only do we have a megaphone, but we also have the old dog shock collar.
Oh, no!
Okay?
Oh, I hate that thing.
So, the plan is to attach the dog shock collar to your arm... Then send you out onto the street outside. Maybe you'll find a tenner. And we'll tell you what you need to shout through the megaphone.
Where does the collar come into
well,
it?
Well, if you don't do what we ask you to do, we shock you.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Is this all right to use in the wet? Do we know? We don't know. We'll assume that it is.
Matt, sorry.
Does that sound all right, Matt, as a suitable punishment?
That's brilliant. I'm well game.
Okay, see, the only other thing is we need some suggestions on what Scott can shout through a megaphone on a busy public street. So maybe the best way to do that is get some text in on 81199. Remember, he's going to be stood in the wet on a very busy street in the centre of town with a megaphone.
Being electrocuted.
So if you've got any suggestions about what you could say, 81199.
Thanks, Matt. Sorry again.
Yeah, okay. Enjoy.
My name is Scott.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So I'm sat in the warmth of the studio with Vernon sat next to me, you're right?
Yes, thank you very much, Mark.
Okay, which means that Scott is out on the streets at the moment. Hello?
Yes.
You don't sound very happy.
Would you?
Would I? No, maybe not, but, you know, this is called My Name is Scott, not My Name is Vernon or My Name is Chappers. We don't annoy people as much as you do and upset their lives.
Mm.
Do you want to set the scene for us?
Okay, I'm on a busy street right next door to Radio 1, very busy, and I'm stood here like a lemon holding a megaphone, and I'm also wearing the shock collar on my arm.
So the shock collar
Becky's
is
here, and she's in control of the shock collar.
Okay, so
it works. Then
stop it! We haven't even started yet.
Because me and Vernon were just going to ask Becky to test it to check that it works. Maybe we should do that anyway.
Please
Vern.
Don't. No, not again.
Becky, can you just check that it works?
No, not again. Right, let's play the game.
This is how it's going to work, then, Scott. All right, you've got the megaphone. We've got lots of phrases that people have texted in. You have to say these words through the megaphone on a busy London street. If you don't do it, Becky will shock you like this.
Ah!
She's good. We didn't rehearse that or anything. Well done.
Awesome.
Vernon,
I'm shaking. I'm actually shaking.
I might turn it down to 3, actually.
4
seems a bit...
4's a bit...
If you could... Yeah, four might cause bruising.
Right, so we're on 3. Vernon, do you have a phrase that you would like Scott to start with?
Yeah, I'd just like, this is for me personally, it's not coming on the text, but for me personally, could you sing the opening couple of lines of The Hills Are Alive, please?
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
That's the techno version.
I don't know the rest of the words.
That'll do, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
It's a good start. Can you now say, I don't know who this is from, but it's good, my mum and Chappers are in a relationship and I like it.
Oh.
That's horrible.
Oh, it is.
Nice and loud.
My mum and Chappers are in a relationship and I like it.
Was that loud enough, do you think? I don't think that was very loud, Scott. Louder, please.
My mum and chap are in a relationship, but I like it.
And what's that? Is anybody looking at you funny?
Yes, lots.
A lot of people.
It's a crowd gathering around you?
There are people stopping on the other side of the street just going, what the hell?
Vernon, what have you got?
Well, I'm just going to throw this one out there. It's 12 minutes past five. JD in North London says, can you shout out, I've been to Ann Summers and I've run out of batteries.
I don't want to say that.
You're not going to say that?
No.
Thank you very much, JD in North London.
Ash in Nottingham. I'm glad it's raining or you would be able to see I've wet myself. Loud.
Oh no.
Come on.
I'm glad it's raining, otherwise you would be able to see I have wet myself.
Oh no.
Seriously, I've got no dignity.
Ed in Southport says, can you shout out golf sale this way?
Golf sale this way.
These are great. Jason, the Wilco's driver.
See, there's some people in that, you know, that TV channel next door.
Oh, yeah.
They've all come out to have a look.
I bet you could get a gig out of this.
Not on that channel.
Beggars can't be choosers. I'm Jason, the Wilco's driver. I'm camping at a row of tents.
Don't want to say that.
Camper than a row of tents.
No, come on. You're virtually whispering it, man.
I'm camper than a row of tents.
Are you ready for the next one, Scott?
Much I don't want to be shocked because that thing is horrible.
This one's come in.
It's really raining now as well.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to die.
You're all common. I'm Scott Mills.
I'm not saying that.
Go on, Becky.
I'm not saying it. Ow!
Again! Ow! Say it!
You're common and I'm Scott Mills!
There you go!
I'm wearing my mum's knickers. I earn £586,000 a year.
No, I'm not saying that.
Go on, say it.
Ow!
Say it.
I
earn £586,000
a year. I earn £586,000 a year.
There's a party in my pants and you're all invited.
There's a party in my pants and you're all invited.
I slept with Chris Moyles last night. And loved it.
Can you get Scott to sing?
How long is this going on for now?
Until you can't take anymore, really.
until you're just in a crumpled heap in the rain on the pavement.
Get Scott to sing I'm a Little Teapot.
I don't know the words.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle, here's my spout.
I'm not doing that.
Oh!
Come on, this is the
big...
Three!
Stop it!
This is the big finale, come on.
How's the tune go? Right, take your hand off the button. I'm about to do it.
Scott, you don't sound very... Don't be so aggressive to her, she's new. Right.
How does the tune go? I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle and here's my spout.
Well done. One more time. I earn
£586,000 a year. Thank you very much.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now, here's your host, Vernon Kay.
Welcome to Beat the Star. Here's your host, Vernon Kay.
Hey, I like that. I like that a lot.
Seriously, he's there. I could have done that better.
I know.
Welcome to Beat the Star. Vernon Kay.
Next series, we'll get you to say that with the dog collar on.
No.
Please welcome your host.
Now, we've been talking about your show quite a lot. Beat the Star is amazing.
Thank you very much.
And so it's a German show, right? And you go to Germany to film it.
Originally, it's a German format. Their equivalent of Jonathan Ross is a guy called Stefan Raab. And basically, he had a German Olympic female boxer on his show. And he turned round to her and he said, I bet you I could beat you. And she went, nein. Or something like that. And he said, no, I bet you I could. So he said, right, come back on Friday. We'll get a boxing ring and we'll go three rounds and I bet you I beat you. And she went, all right then, fair enough. So she came back and she broke his nose at the end of the first round. And in the second round, he knocked her out. Yeah. Sparked her out. Yeah. So then they thought, German efficiency, I know, there's a game show in this. And then they do it every 6 weeks. And at the moment, because it rolls over, they're playing for €3 million. Because no one's beat.
Flipping heck.
The host, yeah. It's mad.
So and it's always the host?
They'd always beat the host, yeah.
Right.
The Stefan fella, the Stefan Raab. And it's a different person. Germany gets to choose which competitor is going to go up against him. And then we kind of changed it around so it's beat the star.
Did you not fancy boxing? Boxing members of the public.
No, not when Namir Khan's in the mix. No, not at all. But like, you know, are you playing the audio clips of the sausage?
Mm.
And I think on Sunday we played a game with pee in the bottle. You've got to drop a pee and dried garden, not quite literally, see how much pee you can get down the bottle, neck of a wine bottle, but drop a dried garden pee down the neck of a wine bottle from a metre. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
But the guy was playing for $100,000. And it's just quite random and bizarre. That
it is random. That's why we like it.
Yeah. And if he can get more peas than Martin Afire down the neck of a wine bottle,
he wins.
He's won $100,000. It's amazing.
I mean, we like it because we can't quite believe it's on, but it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I just wish we could do a bit more stuff like
this.
Well,
when you watch Gladiators and they've got the pugil sticks and all that palaver, you think, oh man, we'll never get to play those games. But if you start at home and you think, hey, love, go and get some dried peas.
Yeah.
You finish off that bottle of wine, we can play along at home.
Yeah.
But when they told you the pee in the bottle game, were you stood there thinking, this is going to be on primetime ITV?
Yeah.
Do you have meetings?
That's the beauty of it. It's so simple, but yet it means so much. Light entertainment, kids.
Yeah. So you have production meetings and they're like, okay, Vernon, we've got an amazing game for you. This is what you'll be doing on primetime ITV1 on Sunday.
We have a bowl of household dried peas.
Yeah.
What we want you to do is grab a pea and try and drop the pea down the neck of the bottle.
It's as simple as that.
Wow.
I bet you, of the five peas, if you tried it, Scott, I bet you'd get at least one in. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And there's another one that we play with Martina Navratilova. She's on the show. How good's that? The most competitive woman I have ever met. I'm not allowed to give too much away, but I'll tell you this much, right? The girl that she was up against, her dad was in the audience, and he was like, come on, love. Now, Martina turned around and went, will you shut the beep up? Shut a right go of him. So competitive.
Oh,
it's unbelievable. I wouldn't mess with her. Nowhere.
And you know when you're sat...
And get this, is the best bit. After the show, she sat in the bar smoking the biggest cigar I've ever seen. What a woman. An amazing woman.
Love it.
An amazing woman.
Now, yeah. We want to know, in the meetings, are there lots of German people just sat around laughing going...
Yes!
Oh, they bought this!
Yeah. No, the best one was, you know when we milked the cow?
Yes.
They started
that
playing.
Was good.
They started playing that music, and we all turned around and were like, Nah, come on. And then they said, oh, we got something else, and it just ended exactly the same. Very funny, very random.
We just wish we could do more stuff like this, because generally the TV that we've both done has been quite highbrow.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's right.
But it's just good, simple games. Pub games.
Yeah.
Brilliant. For $100,000. How mad's that?
I know. Why does the celebrity... That's the bit we don't get, right? Why would the celebrity want the member of the public not to win lots of money?
Because, I get asked this a lot, it's because they're so competitive. And we're not going to give away $50,000. You've got to win $50,000. It's as simple as that. On the lottery, you've got to get all the numbers.
Yeah.
On Gladiators, you've got to beat... Don't know any of the names.
No. Yeah. Jet.
Yeah.
Wolf. Wolf.
And on Beat the Star, you've got to beat the star for $50,000. We're not going to give the money away. Come on.
But the star just goes away with their pride intact.
Yeah. Simple as that.
But it does sound like they pit very competitive stars.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I mean, Amir Khan, he wanted to beat that policeman good and proper. And fair play to Amir. I've never seen anyone kick worse penalties than that guy.
And Martin Afire is very competitive, because I know Martin.
Yeah. And
Martina Navratilova.
And Martin. Oh, Scott, you are going to
love it.
Martina Navratilova. Have you got any clips from when we played the chop, the sausage thing?
Yes, well, I have actually.
Well, stick some of them on.
Now we think.
I was driving home listening to this. I was thinking that sounds really rude.
Well, it seems the gays of hello.
The what? No.
I beg your pardon?
It seems what?
The what?
What were you thinking about?
Yeah. it's just a regular German sausage, Scott. It seems that have we got a gear following that I'm not aware of?
Now we'll just sit back and watch how he gets himself out of this.
Give him a couple of shots. Get him back online.
It seems that the games.
Sorry.
Are just there for innuendo.
Yes.
Like this.
Oh. Right, Darren, you're the star. Please place your sausage on the scales.
Brilliant.
Was that on the script?
Never once did he have the heaviest sausage.
Was that on the script? Place your sausage on the scales, please, Darren.
Yes.
Darren, let's see your sausage. Darren, let's see your sausage.
Oh, no wonder the games are so into it.
I know. This is the best bit, though. Poor Darren, you don't want this on, like, you know, peak time ITV1.
Let's see your sausage, Darren.
Listen to the audience reaction.
Let's see your sausage, Darren.
Oh. Is that it, Darren?
Oh, bless it. It was breezy because they left the door open, so...
You're going to have psychological scars.
Yes. But I brought a game with me.
Oh, good. Yes. What, an actual Beat the Star game?
I've been to the world's famous toy shop, and I've brought a game that we actually play on the show. Are you ready to play?
This is where you go into your TV mode.
Yeah, this is where... Just let me get my...
Is it both of us or just him?
Both of you.
All right. Okay.
Just get me jazz hands ready.
And Cue Vernon.
Right, Scott, you're the star, which means you're going to go first.
Okay.
That means I win the 50 grand.
Yes, there you go. we'll play. I'll tell you what, whoever loses gets a blast on the old shocker.
Right, okay.
Oh, rubbish.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Right, this is called Who's Zoo?
Who's Zoo?
Wait, Scott, you're going to go first because you're the star.
Do you play this on your show?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Right, let me come round there.
All right.
I've got a blindfold with me.
Yes.
The game lasts a minute and a half.
Okay.
All right, so put the blindfold on.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. It's just a random football scarf that we've picked up from somewhere.
Okay.
Right, and in front of me, I've got a bag of plastic animals. And all you've got to do is identify more plastic animals in 90 seconds than Chappers. If you do that, you won't get a shock.
Okay, I'm no good with animals.
All right, you ready?
I can't draw them, I don't know what they are.
Right, you ready? Let's have a look at the clock. Hang on, your time starts... No, minute and a half, go. Get your hand in there.
Okay.
Right.
Ooh. What the hell's that? It feels like a mushroom or something.
It's an animal.
is it a...
You can pass.
Pass.
Right, put that one down. Right, back in. Come on, Scott.
Ooh. Oh, he's good at this, isn't he?
Is it a... cow?
No.
Oh.
Get in there. Someone's getting a shocker.
Oh, is it? Oh. This is really hard. They all feel the same.
No, they don't.
This probably looks really wrong on camera.
Looks really wrong on telly.
Giraffe.
The giraffe? No,
I take that back. It's an ostrich.
No, it's not. Come on, get your hand in there.
Oh, what's that?
Feel it. Try and find the head and the tail.
Oh, it's hard, this.
That's the easiest one in the bag. You've got to get that one. You got a minute.
It's a bird.
Are you serious?
It's a bird?
That's the biggest bird I've ever seen.
What is it?
Feel it. Come on.
Elephant.
Yeah! That's one!
Close
well
to a bird.
Well done! Right, come on, get your hand in there. Okay. Come on.
10 seconds left.
You've got 10 seconds left.
Oh, it's got horns. It's got legs.
Five.
Cow. No, it's not. Stop. You've got one. Quick, there you go. There you go. There's a...
Time.
Oh, time's up. Time's up.
One.
You got one. You got the elephant. You missed out on the pig, the donkey, the chimp.
The chimp was the one that looked
and
really wrong.
It was a jellyfish.
Of course.
A jellyfish, Scott. Right, Chappers, come on. You need to beat one. If you beat one... Then we know what's going to happen.
I can't believe you actually went to a toy store and picked up loads of plastic animals.
Hey, actually, they're on sale.
Are they?
Yeah, Phoebe's going to love this.
Okay.
Right, ready?
Right. You're listening to Radio 1.
Yeah.
And we're doing some games off of Beat the Star.
I love it. Chappers has got his blindfold round the wrong way, so he's got 2 bits of scarf poking out of his face. Right,
are you taking them home with you?
Yeah. Of course I am, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Right.
Right. So, one to beat then, Chopper.
Right, one to beat.
Okay.
Right, ready? Time starts. No.
Is that... Oh, that's got a big snout on it. Is that a pig?
It is a pig, well done.
Oh, rubbish!
One more. We'll keep going, see how many you get.
That's easy.
is that that feels like a spider.
Yes, well done, that's two.
I've lost then.
Yeah, you're getting shocked.
Is that, well, that feels big. Is that an elephant?
It is, yes, well done.
How come I'm so rubbish at this?
You said an elephant was a bird.
Is that a jellyfish?
Yes, well done, jellyfish.
Right, because you've seen these before.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
What is it,
though? Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that a rhinoceros?
It is. Well done, Rhino. We'll have that. How good are you? You see?
He's done this before.
It's better. It's better when people are good at animals, Scott.
I told you I wasn't.
That's a good one, that.
Is that a lion?
No, it's not, nearly.
It's got his mouth open.
Yeah.
Is it a hippo?
It is a hippo. We'll give you that. Well done, yeah. Well done. There you go.
Oh, that... Oh. Ooh.
Come on.
It feels like it's got a fin on it.
Oh,
it's got fins.
God.
Right. Quick.
Shark.
Yes, yeah, a shark. You got 3 seconds. Quick. Time's up.
Time.
What was it?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a cow. Well done. You got one.
I got one,
two,
and you got
three,
seven.
Four, five, six, seven. Well done, Chapper.
Sure. Can I take on Martina Navratilova?
Yes. Yes. Right, Scott. Where's that?
Oh,
where's
not
that
again.
Thing? Come on. Bring it on.
This is really on. No. The other arm, please.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Does that even out the scars?
Mm. Thank you.
And can we stick it on 12, Becky?
No. No.
Chappers is
in charge. Do you want me to do it? Can I do it? Ready, Scott? 3, 2, 1. No? Oh, I've turned it off. Which one? Oh, no.
Hang on. Oh, no. Ow! Ow!
Did I get the right button?
Yes!
We are quite...
Ow!
We are quite literally beating the
star. Stop it! Stop it!
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's a text here from your flatmate saying... I just want to tell you about the 5-star hotel Scott ran out of because they wanted us to eat on the table with other guests.
Oh, no, right.
So you're at a 5-star hotel,
no,
but
no.
You left because you didn't want to socialise with other guests.
I don't... It wasn't like that. It was just that I was a bit tired and I had like a 8-hour drive and I didn't want to eat with the other people. I didn't know them.
So you're in a 5-star hotel,
no,
because
I'm not
you'd
very
had
good.
An 8-hour drive.
No, because I'm not very good at like making all that small talk with other people on holiday. I don't make holiday friends.
You're such an antisocial git at times, aren't you?
I wasn't in the mood to talk.
I was went on a holiday and it was quite a small hotel, so they did put you on tables that you had to share with other
like
people
it.
At breakfast and dinner. So this couple who were on their honeymoon had to have their breakfast and their dinner every day with me.
Oh. Yeah. But this place I stayed in, it was like that. Every day you're forced to have breakfast and dinner. And no one wants to be there.
It's a bit Wagamama's, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't gone on holiday to Wagamama's for 2 weeks.
I just
to... But no one really wants to be there, I feel. Do you know what I mean? Talk, it's a bit awkward.
To run out of a 5-star hotel just
that's
so you didn't...
Thing. I love the way you're thinking that they might have actually wanted to talk to you.
Know, yeah.
Who the hell is this? Come to join us.
I don't mix with the public. I'm terribly sorry.
It's not like that. You know I'm not like that. Talking of which, you know TV presenters?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they always seem nice.
Yeah.
But they're actually bonkers.
Yeah.
Right? When things go wrong, they don't like it, do they? They don't like it. Who's the worst presenter you've ever worked with who's a bit of a you know, a diva?
Who's the worst presenter I've worked with who's a bit of a diva?
TV
what, on
presenter?
Television?
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be appropriate for me to say until... The final show's over on Sunday.
Oh, really?
But
she's not. She's nice, though, isn't she?
What are you going to talk about, anyhow?
Okay. There's a guy called.
Once Sunday's over, I'll tell you everything.
All right. There's a guy in America called Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And he does like a TV show host in America. And I've got this amazing clip where. He is not happy with what his autocue, his teleprompter, is saying.
Right.
And as they do, when everything goes wrong, they just go a little bit mad.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but...
This is recorded, by the way. It's not live. Okay. And yeah, it goes on.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
Hang on, wrong one. Sorry.
Oh.
It's good though.
Worth the wait.
Okay. This, now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, you know what... Would you know what to play us out means?
It's not the hardest phrase in the world.
Not really. He's not in a good mood, is he? But listen how he slips into, hi there, welcome back, I'm really nice, as soon as it goes on.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is a...
Okay, in 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Thing sucks!
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album.
Oh, my God. They changed, didn't they? As soon as it's... 5, 4, 3, 2. Hi there, welcome back.
That's what you're like in between records.
Yeah, whatever. Becky's got a really good one.
I have got a good one, actually. I'm going to name names because she was very rude to me. Vanessa Feltz. I was filming... This sounds way showbiz. I was working on Watchdog with her and we went to do some filming in France. And I was sat in a cafe behind her and I was obviously in her shot. And all of a sudden she turned round to me with a massive scowl on her face and shouted at me to look more intelligent. At which point I got very scared and sort of delved in my bag to get out my glasses and sort of went, is that better?
I've got some bleeps here if you could, like, if you want to reenact what she said.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. For sake, will you look more intelligent?
Oh, God. And you just went and got your glasses out because you thought that would help.
Yeah, it was just my face.
Should have said to her, you look more thin.
That is a good retort, though.
I know.
Someone's being that rude.
I mean, I wouldn't say that to her, but if she'd been rude to you, then you should say it.
I did like it on the train on the way home, actually. I was talking to her her makeup artist who said he used to work with Denise Van Outen. And I said, why did you leave Denise Van Outen to work with Vanessa? And he goes, so much more of a challenge.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
That was Usher.
Why? This is Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Why were you doing actions?
Because there's a little bit of that, a lot of that song that kind of disturbs Becky a little bit. It's this bit. Come here, baby, and let daddy show you what it feel like. That's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. Why is my dad in a club wanting to do that? Come here, baby, and let daddy show
you what it feel like. Right, from a girl's point of view, if someone called you, like, daddy, a bloke...
Someone called her dad. If a bloke called her daddy...
No, you know what I mean. If someone called themselves daddy, how would that make you feel? For instance,
take your arm off me when you're doing it. It's horrible.
You're going to let daddy buy you some wine tonight?
I really don't drink.
It's pretty gross.
Oh, that is so wrong.
You're going to come work on Daddy's show again tomorrow?
Stop it,
well,
Scott!
It's horrible,
stop
isn't it?
Stop it!
God, she's really cringing.
So am I! Are you going to come work on Daddy's show again tomorrow? Oh,
right.
God! Zane, rescue us!
Help again, Zane, help. This happens every night now.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.